I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like all things spooky and we like to prioritize our self-care for ourselves. So, because I have a beautiful voice, sorry.
You're like a mermaid,
no need to siren. So, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
So, this week, I feel like I've still just been kind of like wanting to veg out after Christmas and stuff, so I'm like allowing myself the space and the time to do that and not feel like super upset that I'm not being like
don't feel
crazy
guilty
productive.
On like not always having to do stuff, like yeah. You don't always have to do stuff,
so I had a really lovely day of binge watching Welcome to Chippendales.
I still need to watch
that. Oh, it's so good.
Were we talking about that on like
yeah it's
this
so
weekend
good.
Okay. Yeah, I still need to watch that. There's so many shows. I like have a running list. I'm like, all
right. I know, right?
But what do I watch? 90 Day Fiancé.
It has to happen.
I can't help it.
Yeah. So I watched that and just like laid on the couch.
I know you're like, I watched it one sitting. And I'm like, one sitting? That's
I did.
Promising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably like 5 hours. But I was like all cuddled up on the couch with like cozy blankets and like the lights off and just like, I don't know. I just like not doing shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not quite there yet on the like motivation for New Year's resolutions because it's like the middle of winter.
I have to say this. Like I always like make a resolution or that sounded wrong. Resolution?
Yeah.
Why does that sound? Okay. Sorry. Oh. But I feel like I don't really enact it until later because I feel like everyone's like, January 1st, I'm different. I'm
hell
like,
no,
I'm going to be the same piece of shit, but yeah. I'll enact it at some point.
Right. I feel like spring is a better time to, yeah. like, be more.
It's regrowth, like,
yeah,
within nature,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Like, so that's what I'm telling myself. So yeah. I feel better about
I'll
it.
I'll grow with the
about
plants.
My laziness.
I don't think you need to feel bad about that.
It's like, fine.
It's. I'm proud of you for,
thank
like,
y'all.
Listening to your body.
It's been nice,
yeah.
honestly. What have you been doing?
Well, not too much, but we kind of, like, have been, like, planning meals ahead and, like, having meals ready. And I feel like that's really important because I feel like we've been saving money because, like...
It feels so good.
Eggs are $9.
Dude.
I'm saying that now so we can, like, look back and be like, they're $2 now, but, like, they're $9. So we've been, like, planning meals and stuff, and I feel like even then we're, like, saving quite a bit of money.
Yeah, you save so much money, and you feel better.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's just, like, I mean, and I like going to restaurants. Do
well,
not
yeah.
get me wrong.
I mean,
like,
it's an experience.
Last week I was talking about, like, Ted's Montana Grill.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, it's kind of nice, like, having meals ready. Because, like, there's nothing
yeah.
worse when you go home and you, like, have nothing ready and you're, like,
so then you're, like, forced to go
good.
Out.
Yeah.
Or and not it's forced, just, but you're, like, but, it's the easier option.
Yeah, you're, like, do I want to go?
Do I want to go?
I don't
do
know
I want to cook
saying.
For an hour or do I want to just go out and eat
no,
and have
yeah.
instant gratification of food?
And it's just, like, so expensive. I feel like every time we go out, it gets more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we're, like, drinking and stuff, like... I don't know. So it's been good kind of like having food. Like we thought it was going to snow like crazy on Wednesday. It did not. Narrator, it did not.
Oh.
And so we went to like the store and we got a lot of stuff. And I'm like, I'm happy we have it though. So.
Yeah, it's good to have.
And then we went to Trader Joe's and got like all the like,
love
we got
Trader
lo mein and like fried rice and stuff. We haven't eaten it yet, but I'll like let you know what we think.
I love all their like ready made or not like ready made, but like easy preparation
you
kind of stuff.
You guys got us upset. Well, I say us, but like Keith didn't finish those tamales.
Oh, so good.
Good night. like my favorite thing ever.
And well, and it's nice to have like a little bit of like something that you can make and then you can fancify it up, you know?
And it's easy. You just put them on, like you just boil water, put like your steamer, put it there. 20 minutes later, it's like...
And in that 20 minutes, you could be making like fajitas to go on the side or like some cilantro rice or something.
So I was just watching 90 Day Fiancé.
But even that, like, I mean, those don't take that
long. No, yeah. You know? It's always something you can like add stuff to. Yeah. So.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So, good for you.
Well, thank you. What are you going to be telling me about this week?
So this week, I'm going to be telling you about Leonardo Cianciulli, the soap maker of Correggio.
Are you going to tell me the story of Fight Club? Because it sounds like you're going to talk
about
it.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
Sorry.
It's the first rule, obviously.
It's the first and second rule, and I just broke it. Sorry, Brad Pitt. Do not beat me up. Or do. See what fucking happens.
Or maybe
fuck around, find out. Lol's like, I'm going to do shit.
Right. So my sources were... a history hit.com article entitled infamous female serial killers by Lucy Davidson. Because I was searching, I was kind of like, okay, we talk about all these like shitty dudes, and I was like, let's do a little different like take on it. Let's see if there's some women serial killers we should know
about. I love like going to the usual, because like I'm sure you're like me, like you have stories, but you're like waiting on them. There's a few sitting on for sure that I'm like.
There's like a list.
But then there's like the ones where you're like, well, I want to do something different. You just go on, you like add in like an extra like phrase and you're totally. Like, okay.
So I wanted to do a woman, and then I also kind of wanted to see if there was like any that weren't in the United States, just like a, I don't know, European, because they're fancy.
You're better at doing other countries. I'm like, America.
America. We love guns.
Guns
and then I also had a Murderpedia article and a Wikipedia article. They were like essentially like copy paste the same thing. But
I'm sure kind of, but
yeah. All of them were like literally like
Wikipedia kind of the is same. Doing great right now too. Like, thank God.
Donate money to them. Always. Oh, and then there's also a few little blips from Leonardo's actual memoir called An Embittered Soul's Confessions.
See, I would like to make fun of it, but I don't know if we like her or not.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Thank
you. No spoilers.
Oh, welcome.
Thank y'all.
I hate it so much. Steven makes fun of me so much. Like, every time he needs to say thank you, he's like, thank y'all.
Well, how we say bye. I do that at work because they're like, will you say it? And I'm like, all right, guys. Bye. And then they're like, ha. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I'm famous. Not all the time. Just once. Like, and I was just like, fine. I'll do it.
Good for you.
It made me laugh.
Okay. So, Leonardo Cianciulli was born April 18th, 1894, and she died October 15th, 1970. So she was born in Montella Avellino? I don't know. Whatever, it's in Italy.
You'll let us know, probably, maybe.
It was in Italy, and she kind of had like a, I don't know, not like a super rough upbringing, but... I guess it was a little bit hard on her in the fact that she, as a young girl, did attempt suicide twice.
Oh.
Yeah. So it didn't really go into much detail about, like, why or what the circumstances were.
But I mean, it was a while ago, obviously. So like I'm sure really they, like, didn't know. And that was when women were to blame for everything.
Yeah.
So.
They were like, she's a witch. I don't know. Probably.
Burn her at the stake.
Exactly. In 1917, she married a dude named Raffaella. I don't know how to say it. I'm going to say Raffaele.
Go with Raphael, because, like, that hashtag Ninja Turtles.
Pensardi.
Well, okay. Raphael is, like, one of the Ninja Turtles, and, like, they named them after a lot of, like, after famous artists. So. Yeah.
We're going to call him Raffy.
Rough.
Whatever. He's not important. She married him. Okay. Her mom was like, this guy sucks, but whatever. She didn't approve of the marriage. It still happened.
Why did he suck? Did they say anything? Or it's really just say. One of those, just, like...
I think her mom wanted her to marry another guy. Maybe because he was richer. I don't really know. That was, like, the time. So, because her mom didn't like this guy, and she was, like, so opposed to their marriage, Leonardo truly, like, believed in her heart that her mother cursed her. So, just... little fun fact for you.
Okay. I mean, sometimes your mom will curse you.
You know, that's how it goes. So they ended up, the newlyweds moved to Raphael's hometown in Potenza.
How far away was that from the original location?
I'm not sure, but they moved to southern Italy, basically.
Okay, so, like, within the same country.
Yes, but okay. Still within Italy, but just southern. Sure,
yeah.
She was actually sentenced to prison time in 1927.
For what?
For fraud. Yeah.
Sometimes you commit fraud.
Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes at 31, you're like, fraud sounds like fun today. Math.
Let's go.
So let's do it.
Yeah. So after she was released, they moved to Lacedonia, but their home was actually destroyed in an earthquake in 1930. So eventually...
Damn, they just...
I know, right?
Doing all the things, the not great things.
Yeah, like their luck is not good. So they eventually settled down in Correggio, which is in the province of Reggio Emilia.
Okay.
Also in Italy. So this is kind of where the story begins, because she is the soap maker of Correggio.
So you've, like, really set up that, like, she had a rough time.
She had a bit of a weird...
She had a time, and it wasn't a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Leonardo actually had a grand total of 17 pregnancies during her marriage.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't been pregnant once, but that sounds rough.
I'm not going to comment on that.
I'm sorry. I'm going to see how much time that was, like, how much time that would be, like.
From 1917 to 1930. That's a lot. 17
Like, let's say you took them all. Like, that would be 13 years of being pregnant. Like, a little less than 13
years.
Well,
so here's the thing, though, is that, unfortunately, she miscarried 3 times. And then 10 more died at a very young age.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like,
it was a gamble at that time. That's
trauma.
That's so awful.
Right. And, like, I can't even imagine the grief of miscarrying a child.
Yeah.
But then I really can't imagine the grief of carrying to term and then, like, holding your sweet little baby in your arms.
And then they pass away. And then
10 more of that dying.
Yeah.
At a young age.
That's so.
10 times.
Well, because I figured you'd tell me, like, half, because that was kind of common. Not great. Well, yeah, because
they didn't have, like, birth control. Yeah, like, they're just fucking
if going kids for were it. Like how they are now, I would have died. I almost died. Yeah, in like the 80s. I was so sick. I would have totally 100% died.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you're alive.
Thank you. Thank or this you. Podcast wouldn't be thank y'all this podcast wouldn't be possible.
So yeah, it's really, really sad that one person would have to go through this much grief.
I'm sure she treasured the four?
And this much heartache. Yes. So she did really love the four. She was actually extremely protective of those four children.
That's good. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she lost so many, and it's just like, you got to hold on to the ones that did survive, and she loved them a lot.
That's really good.
She was also terrified because earlier in her life, she had visited a fortune teller who gave her a warning saying that she would marry and have children, but all of her children would die young. So she's kind of got that weird fortune teller's message in the back of her mind.
I want to see a fortune teller, but this makes me not want to see one.
I mean, it's fun. But, like, so yeah. She's kind of got that in the back of her mind with these four children that did survive.
Okay.
She also, one time kind of before she had children, had been given a reading from a palm reader who told her, in your right hand I see prison, and in your left I see a criminal asylum.
And so this was before she went to prison, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, foreshadowing. Thanks.
I will always give you a tune. Don't even worry.
Thank y'all. So it's just kind of like these readings really stuck with her, and she always believed them. She always was kind of like in the back of her mind, I need to protect my children so that they don't die, and also like prison, criminal asylum. If
you believed that, wouldn't you be a little more careful with like your like illegal activities? Just because... Sure. I'm saying, the kids, but like I feel like I would be a little more careful about like doing illegal things.
Maybe you don't be a criminal.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, just simple life goals, guidelines to live by.
You have to work to be a criminal, I've heard.
You better work, bitch. So let's fast forward a little bit. 1939.
Okay.
Leonardo becomes aware that her oldest and most favorite child, obviously, because he's the oldest, duh.
I'm the youngest, and so is Keith, and we posed that comment.
I'm the oldest, so I know. Right,
you said oldest,
that.
And then you like laughed. I was like, okay.
You were like, ew, gross.
Okay, Danae, and probably Kristen.
Yeah. So her oldest child and most favorite, Giuseppe, was supposed to join the army and fight in World War II. Like, it's, you know.
Well, 1939 is when it started, so.
Yeah, so
makes sense.
They're, like, gearing up, you know?
Yeah.
Getting everyone ready.
Was he, like, 18, I'm guessing? Like, right at the cusp?
He was young-ish. Like, you know, young and, like, healthy.
Okay.
So they're like, get in here, brother.
Fight.
So immediately she's fearful, like any mother would be. Like, you don't want your son to go to war.
Oh, yeah. I think that's really scary for anyone. And probably, you know, scary for him as well.
Absolutely. It's a fucking world war.
You don't know what you're going into.
Exactly.
That's terrifying.
And obviously she doesn't want to lose another child. Sure. But the warning from the fortune teller from all those years ago is at the forefront of her mind.
And at this point she had gone to jail. So she's like, well, it's not like they were wrong about a lot of things. So,
right.
Yeah.
So she's like, hell to the no, not gonna let this happen.
No.
And she's like, I clearly need to step in and like make sure that he doesn't die, and I need to protect him as his mother.
Yeah.
Step two.
As any mother would.
Take a look around, decide human sacrifices.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right. Okay.
Like, duh.
I don't know if you remember, but I did one on, oh my god, she was beautiful. She had blonde hair, but they also, like, the band did a sacrifice.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
This is, yeah.
Well, and the human sacrifices to the devil from the vampire one.
There's so many.
Like, we don't need a human sacrifice, people. Yeah.
Guess what? Didn't go well. Well, they should have followed her example and been like, human sacrifice equals nothing equals going my way?
No.
Good
Lord. But it's also like, it's kind of weird because it doesn't even say like who she's sacrificing it to. Like, you know, I feel like a sacrifice is kind of like you are offering a human life to some like entity or divinity or something so that they will then like bless you, you know? But she's just like...
But like, where does your... Like... Maybe there's, like, religions where like they, Satan. Like, have like, you know, connected it. But it's just, like, if I kill a random person, obviously this will happen. Like,
yeah. So, in her mind, she's just thinking it's not even, like, a sacrifice to, like, a god or a deity or whatever. It's just, like, let's sacrifice some people and my son will be saved. And it's not logical, but obviously she's having a little bit of a mental health crisis.
Obviously.
So she's looking around. She's like, who am I going to sacrifice? And she's like, you know what? I can think of three people. My neighbors.
So, I really hope I'd never live next to somebody who's like, you know what I'm going to do?
Oh, my God.
Human sacrifice. I'd be like.
You know what I'm passionate about? Sacrificing human lives.
This is why I don't talk to neighbors.
Ew, no.
Actually, okay, we have neighbors next door and they're very nice. And yeah. They like watched our house and we watched their house. And like.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Our neighbors are actually really nice, too.
Yeah.
We only have one, like, pesky neighbor that I'm like, oh, my God, she's coming.
She's singing.
You've seen her.
You've told me.
So I, like, hid inside. I was like, fuck, she's coming.
Oh, I remember that. And I was like, do I need to help you? And you're like, no, I'm inside.
Just come inside. Just going to talk your ear off. Okay, anyways. Victim number one is Faustina Setti. Faustina was a 73-year-old lady.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not really sure if she's actually 73, because one source said 73 and then another source said middle-aged. And I'm like, y'all, middle-aged is not 73. That's old.
I feel like it's hard at that point because you just kind of had to go off like word of mouth. So I feel like in those days it was kind of like they like, you know, never had a,
I don't know,
accurate idea.
Either way, she's described as a lifelong spinster.
Oh, what a sin.
So in my mind, I was like, she's like 35, but apparently she's 73. I don't know. She might be 35. She might be 73. What Who's is middle-aged? To say?
Yeah. 73 is kind of old for that time too.
Yeah,
so
that's like hella old.
Yeah, good for her.
So, you know, she didn't have a husband, whatever. How dare she?
What a nightmare lady.
What a witch.
So, women are nothing without their man.
Exactly. Initially, Leonarda and Faustina became friendly because the spinster, I'm doing air quotes, came to Leonardo looking to be set up with some like hot singles. She's like, hey, do you know anyone that I could potentially marry that would want to marry me at a 73-year-old virgin? I don't know if she's a virgin, but I'm just assuming.
You know, I hope she wasn't, for her sake.
Me too. Ugh. God, that would suck.
Oh my God.
But luckily for her, Leonardo knew just the man. What a helpful neighbor. She's so
Satan,
sweet.
The man?
It wasn't Satan, but it was a man who...
Oh, it's like a human man.
A human man. Oh, well, wow. We don't know his name. I don't know if she ever like even made up a name or what. But he allegedly lived 8 hours away in...
Canada.
They're in Italy, Kim.
He lived, and he was... I'm just going with like, it's my boyfriend. Like, he lives they don't in have Canada. Planes you yet. Wouldn't know him.
You wouldn't like know him. No, exactly. So he's about 8 hours away. I Googled it. I mean, that's in like today's probably driving. So probably even longer because they probably just had like horse-drawn carriages or like whatever the fuck. So he lives in this place called, I saw it both ways, in Pula or Pola, which now is Croatia.
Okay.
So they were like, it was like kind of like you go on the coast and then you like get over to the other side. There's like a little like curve, like a gulf kind of
thing.
Sure,
yeah.
And it's like on the other side. So maybe she went by boat. I don't fucking know. So she tells Faustina that she's got to keep it like a mega secret, that she's going to set her up with this mystery man.
Fun fact,
don't
folks,
tell anyone.
If somebody tells you something's a secret and it's something that doesn't need to be a secret, like you being set up with somebody, don't go.
Yeah, no, that's a red flag.
Yeah, red flag.
And so she also kind of gives some advice that she should... Excuse me, Faustina should write a whole bunch of postcards to her relatives.
Oh, God.
Kind of like telling them the plan.
Yeah.
So that when she gets there, when she finds her, the love of her life, she can just send off her postcards. It's already taken care of and be like, this is where I am. This is what I'm doing. Don't worry about me. Everything's fine. I'm alive. And don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. So Faustina's like, sure. You're such a good friend. Thank you for looking out for me.
Do you like how I'm just turning away because I'm so uncomfortable
I love
with
that.
What's about to happen?
I will love to write all of my friends and family's postcards and just send it off when I get there.
Danae, if I ever get a postcard from you.
Where I'm just like, everything's fine. I
like,
am not dead.
Face. I
love
would be like,
Danae.
I would be over here. In 45 minutes, because that's how long it takes me to get here.
Right.
But I probably do like 42 because I drive fast.
Yeah, you gotta speed.
Yeah, gotta speed. Gotta make sure Danae's okay.
Yeah. So Faustina's like, sure, I'll do that. She does it. When the time comes to where Faustina is gonna head out and, you know, go on her journey to go meet the love of her life and meet up with her man, she stops by Leonardo's just to, like, you know, thank her and say goodbye, whatever. And Leonarda being the sweet, lovely friend that she is.
So Leonarda doesn't go with her.
No. She's just kind of telling her, like, I know a guy.
That would weird me out.
Go meet him.
Like, you're coming with me.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not.
It's weird.
Independent, I guess.
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
Like, she just knows some random dude. Like, go off and marry him.
How did you meet?
Right.
Why are you not with him if he's so great?
If he's, like, the best thing since sliced bread. So Leonarda offers Faustina a little, you know, glass of wine, as you do. It's fucking Italy. It's like soda, I'm assuming.
They
I don't
literally
know.
Would give kids, like, bread soaked in red wine to get them to nap.
Delicious. Why am I not Italian?
Look at your hair. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Look at your hair.
It's not in the cards for you.
So. I'm not Italian and I have dark hair, so. I'm Irish. It's weird.
I'm Irish too.
Irish and Norwegian.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
This is not far from my natural hair color. Like, it's fine.
So anyways, she gets her the glass of wine, which is in fact drugged all the way the fuck up. And so Faustina passes out.
Did you drug my wine?
I think you would know by now.
Okay, fair.
Why would
Good
I do
point.
That?
You're like, no, I want you to leave.
Yeah. So she passes out. Leonardo proceeds to kill her with an axe. She cuts up the body into 9 parts. She gathers the blood into a basin. And here is the little blip it from her memoir.
I hate it.
I threw the pieces into a pot. Added 7 kilos of caustic soda, which I had bought to make soap, and stirred the mixture until the pieces dissolved into a thick, dark mush that I poured into several buckets and emptied into a nearby septic tank. As for the blood in the basin, I waited until it coagulated, dried it in the oven, ground it, and mixed it with flour, sugar, chocolate, milk, and eggs, as well as a bit of margarine. Kneading all the ingredients together, I made lots of crunchy tea cakes and served them to the ladies who came to visit.
Okay, question.
Hold on.
You're talking about the blood, right?
The blood that she baked and ground up.
Okay.
Though Giuseppe and I also ate them. So little cookies.
So they're not... Okay, I'm sorry, because like I'm stuck on this, like not that one's better than the other. So they're not like their bodies, just the blood.
Yeah, so the blood she basically boiled down into a soap-like mixture.
Okay.
And then emptied into a septic tank.
We've all bit the inside of our cheek and tasted blood. It is metallic.
Yeah, gross. So then after it coagulates, then she dries it in the oven, grinds it up, mixes it with her cookie mix, makes cookies, serves it to people, and then eats some herself and gives some to her son.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Who even thinks of that?
Why
though?
What?
Why though?
Do you know how long blood takes to coagulate? Probably not that much, but like,
ew.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh my God. She did chocolate, of course, because it was going to be a dark color anyway. So you might as well.
Yeah.
Well, this blood turns brown after it coagulates. Oh my God. That's fucking disgusting. That like my feelings are hurt.
Yeah. It's gross. So on top of that hideousness.
So the bodies, sorry, I'm just trying to like understand this. So the bodies, like their bodies and everything have been like dissolved. Like they're
basically, yeah.
Okay. And
she chopped them
the
up into pieces,
tank.
Dissolved it as you do. Like, have you ever made soap?
No.
It requires like a lot of fat and lard. So basically she's just boiling it with these, with what was it? The caustic soda.
So she didn't make it into soap. Well, okay.
Yet.
I'll let.
Yet.
I was like, or.
She is the soap maker.
I'm being
Danae
right now. I'm bringing to your next point.
Not yet.
Okay.
Wait for it, though.
Okay.
But so on top of that grossness, she also received, or I don't know, it said received, but I feel like it's stole all of her friend's life savings.
That was stolen. Sorry.
Which was $30,000. Lira, I don't know.
Lira.
Which in today's money, I like converted it into today's money and also into US dollars is $643,187. Jesus. That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot of money. And that was at that time?
Yeah.
How much would that be now?
That's what it is now.
Oh, okay.
The 30,000 lira is what the 643,187.
That's crazy.
Would be,
yeah.
In dollars and today's money.
Wow.
So, wow. Crazy. So she just disappears. No one cares. Apparently, no one asks questions. Victim number two, Francesca Soavi. Also, her picture says Clementina. I'm not sure why.
Maybe it was like a nickname.
Yeah, like, I could not figure out, like, is that her middle name? Like, what it is? Also, I love the name Clementine, but Clementina is, like, so cute.
I think it's really cute.
I love that name.
Yeah.
So she's another kind of described as middle-aged neighbor. I could not find an actual age for her. Yeah.
So 12.
Yeah, right. Leonardo befriends her, and again, she's just so helpful.
Did she find her a lover?
Well, this is a little different. She claims to have found Francesca a job at a school for girls and a place called Piacenza. Piacenza.
Ah, yes.
Which is like an hour and a half away from Correggio. So, whatever. It's out of town. Same game plan here. So, just like she told Faustina, Leonardo convinces her to write postcards to be sent to her friends and family detailing her plans. That she's going to move to this place. She's teaching school
she's
to
safe
the
now.
Girls.
Yeah.
Whatever. This time, though, she has her send the cards out before she leaves. Kind of like, hey, this is my game plan for the future. So don't miss me. I mean, everything's going to be fine. I'm just going to live my best life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she modified it a little bit because she's like, that other plan was stupid. Well, not stupid, but it just
didn't work.
She just modified it a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So also, just like Faustina, sweet Francesca comes to say goodbye, you know, her farewells to her lovely friend who got her this amazing job. And on her departure date of September 5th, 1940.
That's my mom's birthday.
But not 1940. She's
no,
not
well,
that
no.
Old.
Her just like.
Just the day.
Not 20 the years later, year. But it's fine.
It's fine.
September 5th, great day.
Well, not for.
Not for her.
Not for Francesca.
I'm sorry.
So she too was given some hella druggy wine and then killed with an axe. Leonardo handles Francesca's body in the same way as before. Breaks down the body, makes
cuts it
soap,
into
well, like a soap-like substance, dumps it in a septic tank, and then makes some little tea cakes with the blood.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Lady.
Like, relax. And she also got a payment of I think it's supposed to be 30,000. 30,000 lira. So same payment as before. I think she had set it up to be like, oh, because I got you this, like, amazing deal, you should, like, pay me for my services or something? I'm not really sure. It's just weird that it's, like, the same exact amount.
Not that good of a friend. Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. It's the same amount.
Yeah. So she also disappears without a trace. No one asks questions. No one thinks anything is weird. Her final victim is Virginia Cacioppo. And she is yet another neighbor, middle-aged-ish, I guess. 53 years old is what I found. She's also a widow. And she had sung soprano in La Scala, which is a famous opera house in Milan. So she's, like, kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Milan's, like...
Yeah, Milan's, like, amazing.
Yeah. I've heard.
I haven't been there.
I haven't either.
One day, so Leonardo befriends her. She gets to know what she's passionate about. And then, lo and behold, she claims she can get Virginia a job as a secretary for an impresario in Florence. And an impresario is basically a person who organizes and finances concerts, plays, opera. It's kind of like the same thing as like a TV producer now.
Okay, yeah.
And so
I was about to say that's still a job that's alive and well today. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so Virginia's like, yes, please. I would love to be a secretary for an impresario. That sounds amazing. And it's the same pattern. She tells Virginia to write postcards to loved ones, to not tell anyone where she's going so that she can send the postcards off and then everyone will know she's okay. And on September 30th, 1940, Virginia goes to Leonarda's house. Same exact thing. She's given some drugs in her wine.
Oh, God.
She's axed down. And then for some reason, Leonarda decides to change it up a little bit. And she's
no
like...
No tea cakes this time?
Jar. Well, there's still tea cakes, but now she's like, God. I'm going to make some soap, though. Like, I can't just be wasting this good-ass soap.
Yeah.
Putting it in a septic tank? Like, that's wasteful. And I am not
I'm
a
wasteful sorry
woman.
I'm wasteful, Danae.
So in her own words, from her memoir, she ended up in the pot, like the other two. Her flesh was fat and white. And when it melted, I added a bottle of cologne. And after a long time on the boil, I was able to make some most acceptable creamy soap. I gave bars to neighbors and acquaintances. The cakes, too, were better. That woman was really sweet.
I hated that.
This is so gross.
Oh my God, that's like, so gross.
What?
So not only, not, you know, just put yourself in these people's. You find out you drank, you like ate something with blood of like three people and you rubbed your body with their
fat.
Yeah.
Ew.
I would throw up everywhere forever.
That is icktastic and I hate it. So yeah, she's ooh, just like handing out like little goodies to her neighbors and shit. Like have some little cookies and tea cakes and
can I not trust
and here's
neighbors
some soap? Yeah. Don't
if neighbors
accept
give
gifts,
me tea
I guess.
Cakes or soap, I'm going to be like, no, thank you.
No, thank you. It's a no for me, dog. So, from Virginia, Leonardo received 50,000 lira, which in today's money and also U.S. dollars is $2,143.
Why is she getting so much money?
Wait, that can't be right. Is that right? What did I say the other amount was?
I think they investigate you nowadays if you get, like, if you get money from someone's estate and you're not family, I think they, like, kind of look into you a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what it is in today's dollars. That's not right, because the other one was, like, $600,000. I don't know what it is.
You're fine.
It's fine. Look it up if you really care.
It's money.
It's a lot of money. She also got assorted jewels and public bonds. And we were just talking about this last week. She sold the victim's clothing and shoes. Like, gross, dude.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Like, so she can profit from a dead woman's shit. Someone
oh
who she
God.
Murdered. Like, ew. There's just something about that that's, like, very yucky.
I would just be, like, think about it. They're like, gosh, like, three neighbors have left. And it's so weird that they, like,
it's
let
weird
her
that
just
it's
sell their
all
clothes.
Because Leonarda so is, like, setting them up somewhere. Or I guess they don't even know because they probably didn't mention that in the postcards.
Yeah. Again, like we said last week, you can't just Google people these days.
Yeah. So Leonarda's sister-in-law became very suspicious after Virginia suddenly disappeared. After she had been seen.
And Virginia was the last person.
Virginia was the last
person.
Okay,
she was the soap.
Like, yes. Okay. So Leonarda's sister-in-law is like, I saw Virginia go into Leonarda's house and then we never saw her again, ever. So she just, like, felt like something was
wrong. She connected the dots a little bit.
She connected the dots a little bit. She's like, something feels off. My sister-in-law's a crook. And she reported her.
She's a crook with a capital C.
She reported her to the police. And the police are like, okay.
I think it'd be hard, but if, like, I found out, like, my family was doing illegal shit and potentially killing people, I'd be like, love you. Hate what you're doing. Hi, cops.
Really? You'd be a narc?
Oh, yeah. My brother, who I love, we call him Narc Mark. He doesn't narc.
Narc Mark.
Well, his name is Mark. I've just,
it
like...
It rhymes.
He doesn't narc. He's just... It's funny to call him Narc Mark.
Oh, okay.
Like, if he, like, tells the littlest thing, I'm like, okay, Narc Mark.
That's hilarious.
I think it's great.
Okay, I'm gonna remember that next time I see him.
I feel like
he'll be like, "What the hell? I don't even know you.
I don't even know you." And you're like, "No, but we could be friends." And he's like, "You've called me Narc Mark for the last time."
Right? He'll hate me more. So basically, the police are like, "Okay," they take it seriously. They end up arresting Leonarda, and she didn't actually confess to the crimes until they told her that they thought her beloved son Giuseppe was to blame. And once she was like, oh no, they're gonna try and get Giuseppe
they
for this.
They know what they're doing.
They knew.
They know what they're doing.
They knew. And she's like, okay, no, I did this. Fully confessed to save the blame from her son, and she gave super detailed accounts of everything that went down.
Yeah.
So she's fully like on board because she's got to protect her son.
Sure.
She was found guilty in 1946 and sentenced to 30 years in prison and 3 years in criminal asylum, just like the palm reader predicted. Isn't that weird?
But the palm reader didn't predict she was going to be a murderer.
True.
So,
well, you know, it was vague, but also criminal asylum, like, that's pretty specific, I feel like.
That's like...
I think she nailed it.
That's no joke.
That's a good palm reader. She died in criminal asylum on October 15th, 1970, from cerebral apoplexy, which is basically, like, your brain is bleeding and you have a stroke.
I just think it's crazy, like, I don't know, because it, like, feels like she was born in, like, the 1800s, so it feels so, like, obviously we weren't, like, from the 70s, but it just feels weird. She was, like, born in the 1800s and she died in the 70s. It's just, like,
what? Well, like, we're born in, like, the 90s and we're probably going to die in, like, you know, 2070, 2080.
Yeah, and people are going to be like, well, they're from the 1900s. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Fucking
people on TikTok are saying that now. They're like, people born in the late 1900s. And I'm like, calm down.
I'm really hard on this. I was born in the 80s, even though I lived 2 months in the 80s. It's
the
fine.
The late 1900s.
I was still born in the 80s. People are like, you're a 90s kid. I was like, I didn't debate that, but I was born in the 80s. And they're like, but it was technically the 90s. I was like, it wasn't. It was technically the 80s.
Do you know what technically means?
like, yes, I will not say I was born in the 80s. Like, I was, like, raised in the 80s. I'm never going to be like, I'm actually an 80s kid.
No.
I was born in the 80s, raised in the 90s. Like, calm down, everybody.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is kind of the weird. I don't really know why they called her the soap maker when she only made, like, you know, one batch of soap.
Like, why wouldn't they call her the tea cake?
Right.
I'm sorry, the soap is disgusting, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, the tea?
The tea cakes, that's...
Girl, you did it 3 times.
That's super gross. Like, what the hell?
You've never made me tea cakes with blood in them, Danae.
Here's the pictures of the people. So the top is Leonarda's mugshot, and the bottom are the victims.
See, the middle one, Fatina?
Faustina?
She's supposed to be the one that's
yeah,
in
she's
her
supposed
70s,
to be, like,
right?
73.
She
Girl does not look 73.
No. They all look like they're, like
40s,
30,
maybe
40. 50. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe you don't, like, sacrifice people to protect your children.
That didn't really help now, did it?
No. And I guess he did live, like, a pretty... Her son, Giuseppe, like, lived a pretty okay life. Like, he had kids
That's
and
good.
Didn't die until the 60s, so maybe it worked. Probably not, though. Or maybe that's just life.
I mean...
Seems unnecessary.
Yeah. So much ickiness.
Yeah. Ooh. So, yeah. That's that.
Well,
just think about that while you're soaping your body.
I'm like, if anyone offers me a tea cake, I will be like, step away from me, demon woman, even if it's a guy.
Did you put coagulated blood in that?
And they'll be like, Kim, what is wrong with you? I explained to one of my coworkers today, I was like, yeah, like, if I ever get kidnapped, I'm going to, like, rip out pieces of my hair. I was like, and if I'm bleeding to death, I'm going to try to use my blood to write out the name of the killer. And she just stared at me. I was like, girl, true crime. And she just laughed. And she's like, that's
well, that's like,
you.
Have you seen that thing that's, like, on the internet where it's, like, girls are leaving like fingernail clippings, or not clippings, but like you tear your nail, you know, and like leave
I'd 100%
your
do that.
DNA, or like pull out some hairs, like in every Uber drive that you go on, or every Lyft, just so that like your shit's there, like put your fingerprints on everything.
Well, that's why cops touch the back of your car a lot of the time, so their fingerprints are there, so like if like something happens to them.
Oh, I never
noticed. I don't know if all cops do that, but like you'll see a cop like put their hand on the back of like cars and stuff, and that's why. And it's smart.
Yeah,
it's like people are crazy out there. So well, if you have any stories or anything, or you want to, you know, share self-care tips, want to tell us a spooky story, is your house haunted? Mine is.
Yeah, let us
tell me about it at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com,
and you can hit us up on Instagram at mysteriousmavenspod.
Trying to get our Facebook group going.
Yeah,
that's just Mysterious Mavens, and there's like four of us, so if you see one with four people and you see
that's us,
Delilah and Gerard, our ghosts,
yes,
good chance it's us. Or you can go check out our website, Mysterious Mavens.
Yeah. And for all of you who have like listened and supported us, I thank you so much. Also, if you like know people who are also into true crime, please, you know, spread the word. Like we would love to grow and have more followers and just people who share the same kind of interests.
Because more friends, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Share the wealth of knowledge you get, because I think we're hilarious, personally.
I mean, I think that we're like professors.
Thank you.
Essentially.
I should be in front of a class.
I definitely graduated college.
Definitely. Me too.
Me too.
Ha.
Awkward wink.
I also am a graduated person. Is that what you call it?
A graduated person.
I just want to make it sound really uneducated. Because hashtag one day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, tune in next week and
we'll
give
probably
us your
tell you a good story. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. too.